His home. It is July 13th, 2005. All right. So, could you state your full name for me?
Yeah, I'm Wren Case, W-R-E-N-C-A-S-E. And I was born in 1917. And I was born here about a half a mile from here, about a half a mile up the road here on the North Pole Road. And I've lived there all my life. Went to school here in the Grand and Cove, and I went to school in Aliceville to start with, and then went to Cove 1 year, then I went to the Grand High School.
When did your parents move here?
My dad moved here when he was about, probably my dad was just a kid when he moved here.
What's his name?
William Wren.
William Wren Case? Uh-huh. And what's, he was how old? Just a kid?
Yeah, he was just, he came here as a school teacher. He taught school here when he came here.
Oh, where did he teach?
He taught in Imler or Elgin, he taught in Somerville, and he taught in Imler, I think, too. Sure, where all he taught, to be honest with you.
Where did he come here from?
He came here from Missouri.
Mm-hmm. With his family or by himself?
No, by himself.
Mm-hmm. And he came to be a school teacher?
Yeah, he came in as a school teacher.
Mm-hmm. What did he teach?
He taught at the time, he was teaching through all four grades.
Oh, in a one-room schoolhouse?
One-room school. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's about all they had then in those days, was one-room school.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught in one-room school, and he taught in all four grades.
So first, second, third, fourth, or fourth, fifth, and sixth?
You might say first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Uh-huh, so elementary school?
All four grades.
Uh-huh.
And then even in the high school, we taught high school.
Mm-hmm. Where was his first job?
His first job?
Mm-hmm.
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he taught in Mad Canyon. He taught out there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught in Somerville. I know I taught in Somerville. And he taught in I really don't know just exactly what he did teach.
Mm-hmm. So did he teach for a while in one place and then go to the next place? Or did he teach in all of those places?
No, he taught in each one of the places.
Uh-huh.
But he taught me he'd teach for maybe 1 year or 2 or 3 years in one place and then he'd go to another.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what the demand was, you know, their teachers.
Mm-hmm. Where did he live?
Now that I can't answer. I don't know where he lived. But when he got married, a girl from Holland.
Holland?
Holland, yeah. It's a Dutchman.
Well, how did he meet the woman from Holland?
Well, they moved here from back east.
Oh.
His name was Van Blocklin.
Van Blocklin?
Van Blocklin.
Oh, how can you, spell that?
V-A-N-B-L-O-C-K-L-I-N.
on Blockland. So that was your mother's family. Now, when did they move to this area?
Now, she came here when she was just a girl. And,
from Holland?
From back east.
Oh, uh-huh.
Back in Missouri somewhere there is where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure just where in the English part that she did came from. I'm not sure. Which part she came from, I'm not sure.
So where did she move to when she came?
She moved to a place out here by Atlanta City, you know, a block down the river out here. Shorty Block in the valley, that's the...
So they live in Island, they moved to Island City?
It's just the side of Island City out there. They had a homestead out there, and he did his mother, his family, the Blockner family, had a homestead out there.
Do you know how they met?
No, I don't have any idea how they met. That I couldn't answer. I don't know how they met.
So where your father was living out here, or where was he?
My father, when he came here, he lived one place and then another because he was teaching everywhere. And he was teaching in different places and so on. But he ended up over here about a mile. Buying a place when he got married. I don't know how I met my wife. I have no idea. It was her. But anyhow, he met her. And they were married, and he had a place out here. And he bought a farm here. He bought 160 acres and spent on that.
And was it in this area where you live?
Yeah, it was over here about a mile. In fact, the homestead is still over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go down there and down to this corner, take a left and turn about a mile.
What road is that?
It's Case Lane.
Case Lane Road? So the homestead's still there, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that where you were born?
That's where I was born, yeah.
So did he homestead that, or did he bought that?
No, he brought that.
Do you know when that was?
No, I don't.
So it was before you were born?
I don't know, before I was born.
Did you have any older brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I had. I've got two older brothers. John and Elmer, both are older than I was. And my sister, Vera. Brother, just older than I am. Homer.
Now, Homer's place is right up the road, right?
Yeah, he's right up the road. Yeah, that's his place right up the road. And then, of course, there was one guy.
Now, when you were born, your father had bought the farm.
After
he got married?
Yeah, after they got married, my father bought the farm.
Did he continue to teach, or did...
No, he quit teaching. After he bought the farm, he quit teaching.
Do you have any remembrances of being a teacher that he told you about?
No, I don't remember. I didn't know of anything. In fact, he hadn't been teaching for years when I was born.
So what do you remember about growing up on the farm? What kind of crops did you raise on your farm?
We raised wheat. Mm-hmm. And the basic thing what we raised. Barley and that's
about it. Can you describe, when you were younger, some of the chores that you did around the farm?
Chores? Oh yeah, we milked cows. We had about 8 or 10 head of cows. In fact, the barn is still there. And no, I've been chores. I don't count on those. I spent my time at home. I had to milk cows in the morning before we.
How did you milk them at that time? Into a bucket?
Yeah, into a bucket.
And what did you do with the milk? Did you sell it, or was it just for your family?
No, we sold it. We sold the cream.
Oh.
We had a separator, and we sold the cream. And separated the milk, and sold the cream.
Now, I don't know what a separator really is.
Well, a separator is an outfit. Let's see, I can do get you one. I was that one today.
If you could just tell me about how that process is for making cream.
Well, the process is very simple. It's a separator. It's a separator when you line the separator up.
Mm-hmm. Is it a box?
Well, let's see, how you say it.
Is this a handle? You had a handle on it?
Yeah, you had a handle on it. You had what you wanted.
Oh, uh-huh. So you pour the milk in?
You pour the milk in the top. You pour the milk up in the top of the container.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it down through the separator.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come into a bowl. And that bowl is circling. Spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it separates the milk from the cream.
Oh.
And it separates the cream from the milk. And you have the cream, whatever the. We sold the cream most of the people we used to sell.
Mm-hmm. Where did you sell it? Where did you sell it? Yeah, where did you sell the cream?
I sold it to an outfit in Union. It's cream makers. New Mountain Cream, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's staying around anymore.
How did you get it to the Blue Mountain Creamery?
Well, they picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
They had the trucks that come by.
Mm-hmm. What'd they use that cream for?
Well, they use the cream for what?
They
use it for
So was there a factory there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a factory. Cream factory over there. There was one in the Grand for a long time. My folks changed, and they sold the grant for a while, and then they sold the other.
So the Union one was called the Blue Mountain Creamery?
Blue Mountain Creamery in
LeGrand. And do you remember the name of the one in Union?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the one in Union.
Mm-hmm.
Union Creamery. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you walked into the creamery to get your cream, you were a customer. You went in there. What kind of experience would you have? Would you get a bottle of cream, or did they deliver cream? Do you know?
When we sold the milk, sold the cream, sold the milk.
Mm-hmm.
We sell the cream and the milk for. They would milk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to buy it green, buy it in quart, buy it in gallon, or a pound, buy it. Basically, why they sold green. They bought the green, I mean, they sold green.
Mm-hmm.
And the cream we would resell.
Did they deliver cream then to people?
Oh, yeah, they delivered. They not only delivered, but they made cheese out of
it. Oh, there was a cheese making area too.
Cheese as well.
So they made cheese at that place too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you make cheese at your place?
Oh, yeah. A lot of cheese.
How did you make cheese?
she take the cream, let it get sour, and then after it's sour, she makes it up and she makes it and she's sour.
Mm-hmm. Did you make butter too?
Oh yeah, she made butter, you bet.
Mm-hmm. And was she churning the butter or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she made the butter and she made butter most of the mountain. And I drank it most of the cow, the dairy.
Mm-hmm. Did she use a butter churn?
Oh yeah, she used a butter churn.
Mm-hmm. Did she make the kids do that too, or?
Oh yeah, you bet.
How long did it take for churning? How long did it take to make butter?
Oh, not too long. Probably an hour.
Was that one of your chores?
Oh yeah, that was one of
the chores. So, can you tell me about your experiences at school at Allistel?
Yeah. I went to Allistel School when I started in the first grade or second grade again, which I had a teacher there, Mrs. Annie King, my mind isn't as clear as it used to be.
Oh, you're doing very well. So you're walking into school, into this Allistel school. What do you
think? Yeah, I walked to Allistel about a mile. I'd walk across the field and walk to the school.
So So where was the Ellisville school?
Right in the middle of town, right in the middle of Ellisville.
Uh-huh.
The building's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I started in the second grade, I think, like the first you say. I gave a little quick one. But anyhow, I didn't make it over to the school in the second grade. I started. I was promoted in a hurry. I didn't start until I was a year behind what I should have started.
Was a one-room schoolhouse then? Do you remember your teacher's name?
Yeah, Mrs. Mrs. I'll think of it.
Okay, can you describe what you looked like?
Oh, yeah, Mrs.
Can you just describe her to me? What did she look like?
She was a heavy woman. She was a large lady. She was a very good teacher.
Was she strict?
Very strict, you bet.
Did anyone get paddled?
Oh, yeah. She used to get paddled all the time.
What did she use?
She used a hand pattern or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was strict. She taught all four grades.
How did she do that?
It was in a one-room school.
Mm-hmm.
She just had classes. Whenever she'd have a sixth grade class, she'd have them all come up front. When she had the seventh grade, then she fourth graders or whatever she had, they'd go back to their seats. And she'd have a sixth grade in and the next grade coming up.
What would you be doing if you weren't up at the front?
If you were not at the front, you were sitting at your desk and you were busy. You were doing your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Better think of it. She was quite strict that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt any of us.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of lessons were you learning?
Well, that was when you start out by learning English, and then you begin in geography. Mm-hmm.
Did older kids teach younger kids?
Well, the kids are young and kids are eighth grade.
Up through eighth grade there.
From the eighth grade they went to Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the eighth grade where they were still with them.
Mm-hmm. So what did the inside of the school look like?
How was it heated? Oh, the seats were all
What did you use for heating, for warmth?
Well, they had a furnace, a big old stove. And it was a big one. It was about, I can still see that stove, but it was about so big.
Was she a single lady, or was she married?
No, she was married. Graham was her name, Mrs. Graham. Mrs. Graham, her husband, he worked for the county, and he did for the county. He worked for the county.
Father was probably working on the farm. What,
oh, yeah.
What was your mom doing? What would your mother do during the day?
What was she doing during the day? Well, to be honest with you, I don't know. She had four kids to take care of. She was either sewing or doing something of that nature.
You got home from school, so you milked the cows again. Did you also help on the farm?
Well, at that time, after I graduated from school, then I started helping with the farm.
When you were in school, did you help on the farm too?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Would you be helping with the harvesting and that kind of thing?
No, I didn't harvest. I was too young to harvest. I didn't harvest.
Did you have people around the place that would help with the chores and harvesting?
Yeah. We used to have people that come there to spend the summer, working there all summer long.
Were they people from the valley?
Yeah, there were people from the valley.
Family moved to this area. Was your father the first one to come out here?
Yeah, he was first.
Then who came next?
There wasn't any of the rest of the family ever. They'd come out and visit, and they'd go back to Arkansas.
So after you got done school at Alisal, where did you go to school after that? Grand High School?
I went to Cole.
Oh, you did?
I went to Cole. My sister taught in Cole. So I went with her one year to her over at Cole. I didn't know her Cole for a while. She taught in the school.
Was this after LSL?
Yeah, after LSL.
So you went to just, how many grades did you go to in LSL?
I think I went to 6 grades in LSL.
And then so you went to Lilac Cove after that?
Yeah.
And was that a one-room school also?
Yes.
And your sister was the teacher?
Yes, she was the teacher.
What was her name? Vera? Was she as strict as Mrs. Graham?
Well, you she was, you might say she was strict, she wasn't really, but she was. Well, I had to draw the line there, wasn't for sure.
Mm-hmm. How much older than you is she? Go to school in the Grand? The normal school. Eugene, you said. Some of your experiences in high school?
Well, I had to come home to get chores every night. So I was not involved so much in any athletics of any kind.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to school?
Mm-hmm. At Monterey Court, you know. She taught in the Hillburg for a while over a year or two. My sister did. She stayed up there a year. She'd stay all year, all week, and then come over again.
Did she live in a house next door?
Yeah, she lived in the family. She stayed there. She taught up there for a year. Gone up there 2 or 3 years. Then we drive from here. We drive to the van. And I'd take her on up to school. And I'd come back to high school. And pick her up. And then weekends I'd go get her van home.
Mm-hmm. So what were your weekends like? What did you do during the weekends when you were in high school?
When I was in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my weekend most of it was right here on the farm.
What did you do?
Well, it was either, depending on the mood, it was farming, whatever it was, harvest time.
Mm-hmm. Duties as far as the farm?
What were my duties?
Mm-hmm. When you were in high school. When you weren't milking cows, what were you doing on the farm?
Well, on the farm when I was not milking cows. Well, what it amounted to is this. Up in the mornings, we'd milk the cows, after milking, separate the milk,
about the wheat farm? What'd you do to help with that?
Well, I didn't have anything to do with the wheat farm. I had no
So mostly it was with the animals. Uh-huh. What about your older brothers? What were they doing? And what were those chores like? What were they just doing?
See, my dad had a crippled hand. He had a
blood poisoning?
Blood poisoning.
Oh, how did that happen? Now you're talking to a city girl, so tell me how you plant. How does this happen?
Well, starting in the spring, you plow.
What did you use for plow when you were younger? Was that a horse drawn?
Two horses.
Two horses. And one blade?
Now that's how it started out. Mm-hmm. But then that didn't last very long because it was too much work. It's relatively hard to track.
Bottoms. What do you mean by that?
Bottom.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. They would roll it as you pulled it. As So that's what you did first. Then what? That you did that was horse drawn. The two horses or one horse? Four horses.
Maybe even six horses. Huh? Yeah, you get down on that. You go around. Mm-hmm. And arrow or down. Arrow. And in the fall, after the time of December, you'd wait
do the seeding? Was that an electric seeder? So did you put the seed in something to?
Put the seed in the top of the box. And then feed down into these cups. Mm-hmm. And these cups are going into the ground.
What other kinds of machines did you use when you were growing up for the farm?
Well, that's about the size of what we use. Mm-hmm.
How did you water? The weather good to you?
Oh yeah, it's good as could be expected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had good years and you had bad years.
Mm-hmm. Did you have some tough winters? Let me shut this off while that rings. So, can you remember any tough winters?
Any tough winters?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you bet your life very well. I walked about 4 miles to school, and we had to walk. I could do snow, whatever. I went to the front, but then we had to learn snow.
Mm-hmm.
Much more than we do now. I don't know how I had to walk.
I think I got to walk regular well.
So what did you wear when it was that cold?
What did you wear?
Mm-hmm. When you walked to school. Well, what kinds of clothes would you wear when you walked to school?
Just the same clothes. Just like we were today, you might say.
Mm-hmm. But when it was that cold, did you have mittens and hats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had mittens.
When it was winter time, you couldn't farm. So what did the family do in the winter?
Well, the kids in the winter were in school.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for fun?
For fun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing we ever did for fun was maybe on weekends. My dad, he was a great friend. Checkers or chess. You ever play chess?
Oh, yeah.
He loves to play chess. He taught me how to play chess. That's what we did most of the winter time.
graduated from high school, did you go directly into farming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And had the tools changed quite a bit by the time you got out of high school?
No, the tools were basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we had tractors.
Without horses. What kind of tractors did you first buy that were were electric rather than or gas? Were they gas driven tractors? In the grant or And how would you just go and drive into town and pick up one and drive it out?
They usually bring it out.
They
had salesmen that was working trying to sell them all the time.
What was the Alice Chalmers one? Was it a harvester, or what was it?
Yeah, it was a four-wheel drive.
Only a four-wheel drive tractor?
Yeah.
Huh. Why would a four-wheel drive tractor be a good kind of use?
Well, you had four-wheel drive because you had to pull when you were plowing or anything. And it would be wet.
How's your little buddy, huh?
Yeah, my buddy. Yeah, you would never worry about getting stuck. No, we had caterpillars. And later on, we bought the caterpillar.
What kind of caterpillar? Was there a John Deere dealership in LaGrasse?
Oh, yeah. Anything kind of equipment you might want.
What did you do with your old equipment when you started? Oh, you did? Do you remember other kinds of equipment that you started buying after you got out of high school?
Oh yeah, we bought tractors and we bought harrows, rod weeders.
What's a rod weeder?
Rod weeder is a thing that goes through the ground to till and turn the soil over. Still use them.
Why did your family decide to plant wheat?
My dad said the only thing to raise wheat, raise barley, corn.
Did you have problems with pests? Pests problem, like bugs, ever? Like a kind of pests that would eat wheat that you had to take care of? What did you treat it with? That's a lot of things to have to do, to make something grow. A lot of different pieces of machinery. So was all the brothers together and your father?
No, there were brothers. We sold another 240 down here. We had about $1.95 on the other brother. My nephew was farming.
How do you keep track of all of the things that you need to do on a farm?
Oh, that's just my dad.
Now, how did you decide which brother got which piece of land?
I ended up on a piece of ground here on this side of the road.
Remember any of your neighbors when you were growing up that were farmers around here also?
Yeah, I knew most. I knew all the neighbors who were always farmers growing up. I knew all of them. And most of the neighbors, the guy that moved to Cape Town.
Did you have a grange that you belonged to?
Yeah, there was a grange.
Mm-hmm. When you were younger, what did they do at the Grange?
I really never went to Grange.
Uh-huh.
My dad loved to, but I know. But I never did. I never loved to.
Mm-hmm. So, when did you get married? Did you go to school together?
We did 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Did she come from a farm family also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Morse, M-O-R-S-E?
Morse.
Uh-huh. Marine?
Levine.
Uh-huh. What was her family? What kind of farming did they do? So after you got married, did you move to this place?
We built here in 1950.
Uh-huh. So, how did you, when you started your farm, what kinds of differences did you have between how you farmed and how your father farmed?
Well, actually it was kind of a gradual change. See, when my dad started farming, tractors,
What's the advantage of watering? So it wouldn't be an advantage to you to water the
wheat? It would be if we had a well.
You have to. So if you're on a well, you can water, but otherwise.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have gardens as well?
Oh yeah.
What'd you raise?
My son is the one who runs the garden that you'd have to take out there. I don't know what I raised.